Okay.
Those ones like that.
We are back. It's true. We are back. Early Achron. Okay, please. Okay, I'm both sides for Chavad Yom Kippur, Shabbos Yom Kippur. I'm going to speak this evening about the subject of Vidui. The Torah speaks about Vidui in a number of different places. One of the source, one part is Noso. The Midbar Parakei, Psukim Hei through Vol. Adav Hashem Shalom Emor, Dabba Vani Yisrael Isha Isha Ki Yasu Mikol Chatos Ha'odam. Anyone who does any Aveira, any Kohar to bring a Korban, so it says in Posek Zayin, Vizvadu Es Chatosam. You have to confess or admit your sins, and the rest of that Posek, in particular detail over there. On the basis of that, the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvot, Mitzvot Essay Ayin Gimel, Mitzvah Ayin Gimel, he should Tzivonu Yisvadu Es Halachatoim. Then we do tshuva, we have to say vidui. And he writes, it doesn't make a difference whether the particular avera is a chiyuv for korban, a chiyuv kores, whatever you dash, afilo chatoim, amar shechayim alayim elo aminim in a karbonos v'iskoyim, lo yaspiko im a karbonosom biltu avidui, if I'm right. Okay, if you don't do vidui, you're not going to, end of the third line there, lo yaspik lo imar korbosom bilta avidu. If you don't do vidu, then the korban's not going to have its efficacy. Okay? Then he says a little later there, in the second paragraph there of two, of source two, it says, v'hine yizbar l'chol mikol ma'ashe zechanu, shavidu im mitzvah b'fnei atzma, v'chol v'alachote. It is the mitzvah b'fnei atzma, the mitzvah vidu is the mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and it's a chol on the chote, al zeh shechato bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz aretz, bein heavy carbon, bein low heavy carbon, who chayav l'zvada. So the matter is an Eretz Yisrael, not Eretz Yisrael, then I've already been a carbon for it. What, always you have to do vidui. That's the mitzvah of vidui. Now,
let me just think not that way.
Well, perhaps you might, I don't know about Eretz Yisrael, not Eretz Yisrael, it's in question. Yeah, but well, you might have thought that a carbon works without vidui. You know, you could have had other different avenues. But anyway.
Besides working on vidui, maybe the tshuva would have vidui.
Okay.
And what you say is, so more, it's more with, can you imagine without tshuva?
Right. So the question now becomes,
the question is,
what's the relationship between tshuva and vidui? That's a broad subject and a shiur in its own right. You take a look in source number three, the Minyan HaMitzvot. The Rambam lists off the mitzvahs a number of times. He has the Sefer HaMitzvot, which is the whole book where he goes through every single mitzvah in great detail. Then he has what's called the Minyan HaKotzer, printed usually in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, where he lists off just the basic one-liner about each mitzvah. And then he has the introduction to those halachas, what the mitzvahs are in that halacha, in those halachas. At least three times, the Rambam goes through all the mitzvahs. In the Minyan HaMitzvahs, so sometimes called the Minyan HaKotzer, in three, mitzvahs say Ayin Gimel, same number, because he follows the same order as he does in the Sefer Mitzvah, one line. Lizvado sifna Hashem mikol chet she'asa odom b'shasa korban, v'shalom b'shasa korban, shenem ha'arat pasuk, back in source one of Parshas, no, so lizvado is chatos ma'asher osu. Notice, no mention here of Yom Kippur, or Sesame Tshuva. In fact, so far, no mention of Tshuva. He didn't say anything about, in the Minyan HaKotzer, it doesn't say about Tshuva. In the Sefer Mitzvah, he says, lomar osam ima Tshuva. Here in the Minyan HaMitzvah, it says you have to do vidur for every avera. Then, in the Hakdama, or the sometimes called the Koseret, or Koteret, the Hilchos Tshuva, he writes in source number four, then the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Saseh Achaz, this section, which I call Hilchos Tshuva, is going to have one Mitzvah Saseh in it, and that's going to be, V'husha Yashuv HaChote Mecheto, that you should do Tshuva L'tnesh Hashem V'yisvadeh. You have to do Tshuva and do Vidu. There's a lot of literature about exactly what's included in, is tshuva and vidui head and tail of the same coin? Is vidui part of tshuva? Is tshuva part of vidui? Is it two separate mitzvahs? There's a lot of literature about that, a lot of discussion about that, which is really not what I want to go into now in certainly any great detail. The Sefer HaChinuch, who usually follows the Rambam, and this is now in, Sefer HaChinuch is in mitzvah Shin Samach Dalad, he writes, mitzvah zvira al-chet, shenitztavino lisvados lifnei Hashem al kol ha-chatoim, Shechatanu, right? And he says, "Zeh when you have vidu, sheyomar adam beisat tshuva." He brings up tshuva. When you do tshuva, you should have vidu with it, and you say, "Ana Hashem chatasi ufashati, chatasi lisi ufashati came again." Koma sheyazker achet sheosu b'feirush. Okay, you should explicitly mention the chet explicitly and verbally. V'yishkat mivakeh shkapora, and then it says, You go into detail based on, you know, what whatever your ability is to talk and to say tefillas and so on. So the kriya sefer, yeah.
Verbalizing, okay.
Well, that's what it looks like from him. That's a different shaila. But he does specify the pet. Now, in the kriya sefer... Yeah, I understand. It could be. So that's also a discussion. Not far I'm going to now. But anyway, so you see the importance of vidu, that's for sure. Again, whether it's separate from tshuva, the kriya sefer on that Rambam, Parak Aleph of tshuva, in Mitzvah Tezayin, it's in the source number 7, he says, Sheyashuv achot mechat Hashem v'yizvarim, hatshuva v'havidu mitzvah echad hi. He specifies, the Kriya Sefer, that according to the Rambam, anyway, tshuva and vidu is one mitzvah, one and the same. Head and tail the same coin, okay? He says, heads and tails of the same coin. She'ein vidu below tshuva, b'li tshuva, ki ma'ashem mitzvah, you know, gong will libra, lash v'chato, so who could tell the sheres miyado? If you say vidu, and you don't do tshuvas, then what are your lip service? That's like going to the mikvah, still holding the sheres, and made you tummy. But vidu is gemara tshuva. Vidu is the end of the tshuva process, meaning you need to get a lot of thought, and a lot of effort, a lot of regret, a lot of thinking, and then at the end, you do vidu. Okay? And he says later, so clearly the Kriya Sefer, and that's what many learn in the Rambam, many learn not the one in the Rambam. Again, that's a lot of discussion, whether what the relation is between tshuva and vidu, what exactly is the mitzvah, what exactly, you know, how do you count in terms of the minyan mitzvahs and what does it require. Again, that's not what I wanted to really go into in any great detail now. I do want to mention that there is a pasuk. That's in terms of that. Rabbeinu, yeah, there is a pasuk that says it's in Mishlei Perak Chaf Ches pasuk in Gimel. I didn't print on the sheet, but Rabbeinu Yonah quotes it. Okay, in source number 8, the Sari Tshuva, Shar Aleph Osiyot Tes Umode VeOzei Viruchem. Someone who's mode is Pirish. Af Al Pi Ki Yisodos HaTshuva Shlosha. Even though there are really three fundamental parts of tshuva, namely Hacharata, regret, confession, and abandon the sin. The regret and the vidu is under the word mode. Right? I mean, basically what Rabbi Yonah is saying is that somebody. Well, he said, if done properly, the person who's misvada is mischaret. Ve'ein tshuva pchus mishol she'ela. We need all three of these things. Ka mischaret to misvada ve'ein ozav achet. If you regret it and you're vidur, but you don't leave the ban in the sin. Again, it's from the domen of shetov v'shehet miyado. Shal also tefillah. Okay, that's mode of ozev yirucham. Somebody who is mode and ozev, right, then yirucham, he'll get mercy and he's about tshuva. That's what many owner writes. Okay, now. So in any event, that's in terms of his presentation. The Kata Kemah for Rabbeinu Bachai, which is Kata Kemah, is like sort of an encyclopedia, I think in English they call it the Encyclopedia of Torah Thoughts. Rabbi Shemel translated it to English. Okay, it's a Kata Kemah, he writes, it's like an encyclopedia, different ideas. And so under the Vav, he has Vidui. So he writes under Vidui, he writes, Yadua ki havidui mitzvah saseh shemetorah. It's understood that vidu, we know that vidu is a mitzvah from the Torah. Then he writes in the next line, the inyan havidu who she is vada v'yom al hakadosh baruch hu chatasi lefanecha. That's, you know, admit that you sin. Umeikari atshuva hu vidu dvarim. Again, he said verbally it was it. He says the ikar of tshuva, again, maybe on the chatchil, but the ikar of tshuva is vidu dvarim. Then she is chayet adam belibo v'yisvada b'fiv. He said there's two parts, to regret in your heart and then to admission verbally, okay? And lachach tinsa parashat kabbalah shamar kasu v'zeh adavar asher tasal alahem lachach parecha, the word davar oil lahomar v'zeh asher tasal alahem k'shem shom v'somah v'zeh asher tasal v'zeh alahol hosim v'zeh adavar v'vishi parashat kabbalah z'lam rin is l'asid k'vish ein lo karban yavi dvarim yiskapel lo, that dvarim words can work into the karban, and that's what it says in the Pasuk in Hosea that we read on Shabbos Shuvah, K'chu imachem dvorim, B'shuvu al Hashem. Okay, K'chu imachem dvorim. Bier, ki ikar ha-tshuva hu vidu dvorim. That's what the Kata Kemah writes. Okay, so that's the idea. Now, just in understanding how central a role vidu plays on Yom Kippur in particular, because again, everything we said so far, it talks about tshuva in general, but we didn't say anything about Yom Kippur. Right, so and there was all these things. Anytime, for example, in the middle of summer, the middle of winter, and you know, you have to do all these things, well, whatever they are, right? The tshuva is not limited to this time of year. But we do find, of course, that tshuva plays a more dramatic role this time of year, and so does the bidur. So the pasuk says in Parshat Achronos, in the laning on Yom Kippur, the Shabbos, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Yud of Vayikra, V'asor Asher Olav HaGoel Azazel, Yomar Chai Lifnei Hashem L'chaper Olav, L'shalach Oso L'Azazel HaMidbar. Rashi interprets L'chaper Olav in Source 11, Rashi there in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Yud, L'chaper Olav, She'yisvada Olav. In other words, the Rashi ties up Kapora with Vidui. Kapora is dependent upon the Vidui, in this case, the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol. Okay? And furthermore, the Gemara itself says, based on another pasuk, earlier pasuk in this Shabbos in the Yom Kippur laning, Vikra Perik Tezayin pasuk, I'm sorry, Perik Tezayin pasuk Vav, Vikriv Aaron, so 12, Vikriv Aaron as Parachat, as Rabbi Chiper Bado, Ubad Beis. So the Gemara says, Yumalam and Vavam at Beis, Tanar Abanon, Vikriper, the Kapar is Vavam, Akosuv and Dabir. When it says, Vikriper, in that pasuk, right, in the 22, pasuk Vav, Perik Tezayin, Vikriper Bado, Ubad Beis, so the Gemara says, Kapar's dvar v'kosu v'daber. Rashi there in 14, the chiper, Masha Amor b'paro v'chiper v'ado. That which it says about the paro, which the Kohen Gadol brings. One animal, the Kohen Gadol has to bring the pace out of his own pocket. His own par. And then he has to bring a carbon that's paid for by the community fund. Master Shekel. Anyway, the chiper, Masha Amor b'paro v'chiper v'ado v'adbeiso. Divrei vidui. Nemrala b'halon b'sar m'sar y'amor chal v'nashal l'chaper alav. Okay, it says Lady Chaper Olav. So the Gemara asks, Atava Kapar Zorma, the Kapar Zorma. Who said it's talking about Vidu, Kapar through Vidu? Maybe it's the blood, the Kapar Zorma. Sorry, and he's done. Never can Kapar, never Lahal Kapar, by the Sarma Saleh. Ma Kapar Om Bissar Devarim, Af Kapar Om or Par Devarim. Okay?
I don't know the story.
Even after all, my heart is packed with salo, we keep prepared about it. So, but dying on Nishchat Apar, says Rashi, even after all, my Lahashiv Chuvag there is Shavazu. Maybe your question, maybe you want to knock out this there is Shavazu. Lomar Shain Bechiper El Matan Domin. Maybe the Chiper means over there also Matan Domin. A Koch, Mineo Bay, typically, the low Epsilon Mamer Hockey. Sir Omer, we equiv Aris Parachatos of Shalom, Chiper Badova Beso, Vachakap was Shachatos Parachatos of Shalom. When it says, we equiv Aris Vachiper, it hadn't been sorted yet. It's only later that it says, Vachakos Parachatos of Shalom. So, Al Karcha, when it says, Vachiper, Adai Lo Nishchat, it can't be talking about Kapar's Domin, because it wasn't dead yet. He didn't sprinkle the blood. So, Alma, Kapar's Ubidvarmu. Okay, that's how it comes out. Fine, that's what comes out. Now, similarly, the Gemara a little later in Yuma, Mem Amud Bey, source 15, says, "Rishimun Omer lechaper ola bechapar zvarim akos medaber." Again, it's got to be kapar zvarim. What is kapar zvarim? So Rashi there in Yuma, Mem Amud Bey says openly, 16, lechaper ola bechapara. So again, when we saw before the Karakamah Rabban Bachar and the Shari Chuvah and the Rambam, talking about Chuvah in general, all year long, we see that the Kapar of Yom Kippur is very much tied in to the Vidui, the Kapar is the Vorm, which is very much a part of everything that's going on. So that's really shows you that the Vidui is kind of, if you will, a centerpiece of the whole. Of the whole event. Indeed. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Avodah Yom Kippurim now, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. Perek Beis Halacha Vav. Hilchos Avodah Yom Kippurim. Zeh Shenem V'tar V'chiper Badav Ad Beis V'ad Kol Ka Yisrael Mipi Hashmur Lomdu Shezeh V'idu Dvarim. Right there, I'm simply passing like this Gemara. Turns out, we know this from the Avodah that we say on the Kippur afternoon. Turns out that the Kohen Gadol says three vidus on this day. Echad de atzmo tchilu, vidu sheni de atzmo im shar kohanim, u'shem al parachat ha-shelo. Those two are on the parachat ha-shelo. That's why the par hadn't been executed yet, because he still had to do the second vidu, but he didn't use the word v'chiper, so clearly it means v'chiper on his own, on v'chiper bado. Okay, v'vidu shishi al yidei kol yisrael, asar mishtaleh. Third one's on the Shar Mishtaleach. Umazkir is Hashem b'chol vidim and shol shepamim. Each of the three times he mentions the name of Hashem, three times he says Ana Hashem. We say this in the Avoda, and then Ana Hashem chatosavizi, then Ana Hashem kapena, and then in the pasuk like it says in the Torah, Kiva Amazei Chafer Lachem Latar Assemblies Mikol Chatzot Tzrem Lifnei Hashem. Okay, again, Ketzer, Rama spells it out. Woma on Hashem Chatzot Mishadam Lechem on Hashem Kaperna on a Bashem Kaperna Lachatam, etc. And then Shenema Kiva Amazei Chafer Lachem, etc. Lifnei Hashem Titor Harishlosh Apomim Hiskeres Hashem. And that's of course when we do Korim. Okay, we only fall once. Interesting. So there is a question: why do you have to fall three times? You know, because each of the videos, he says the same Hashem three times. So the explanation is, but it's three times, it's in one context. We know he's going to say it three times. So the Shevach of Korim is at the end of the, you know, when he said the name three times. He'll do all three times.
Yeah. How many times did he have a Shevach?
More than this, I forgot. Okay, he also had a Mishtach before he left. I mean, anyway. Be that as it may.
We're not doing exactly what
we're doing. No, we're the Kohanim Am, though. We do the Kohanim Am. We're outside. We're Kohanim. So anyway, he has to do it, as we said, he's got to fall altogether three times. That's the Rambam in the Hilchos Avodah Zarah Kippurim. And by the way, you know, we say, V'anachnu korim mishtach, hayu korim mishtachamim, hayu korim umodim, what is the vidui? Okay, we say, Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem, etc. Okay? Now, it's interesting, because the truth is, it's more than just the video, you know, sort of the kapora tied up with the video. It goes beyond that. Because it seems from Psukim that video is part of the very essence of Yom Kippur. If you look in the next source number 18, that's the famous pasuk, the signature pasuk, if you will, of Yom Kippur. Perek Tes Zayin, pasuk Lamed, we say in the Shemoneh Esrei, many other times in the Slichos. Kivayom Azeh Yichaper Aleichem Latar Eschem Lifnei Amikol Chatoseichem Lifnei Hashem Titoru. The Targum Yonatan, that pasuk says, look at 19, Arum B'yom HaHadeh Yichaper Aleichem, on that day Yichaper, L'dako Yashon Latar Eschem, Mikol Choveichon, that's Mikol Chatoseichem, Ratun Kodom Hashem Todun, you should get up, that's not the pasuk, right? And then you'll be purified. Lifnei Hashem, he's saying you have to do vidu lifnei Hashem. That's the way Targum Yonatan understands the pasuk as hinting at the fact vatun kadam Hashem todun sur chanuschon. Admit your sins, admit your averis. So in the very signature pasuk Yom Kippur, kivayal mazei chaper lachem, etc., we have, according to Targum Yonatan, a reference to nothing short of vidur. And therefore, probably with that in mind, the Sefer Halachos Gedolos Behag, in Siman Yud Gimel, Hilchos Yom Kippur, writes, U'mechayev bar Yisrael li'oduye b'yom ha'kippurei. There's a specific mitzvah to do vidur on Yom Kippur. Whatever else you do all year long is part of tshuva, not part of what we discussed before, but there's a specific mitzvah, that's what the Bahag understands, is B'chayev Bar Yisrael Odu B'yom HaKippur, Shenemar, K'v'yom HaZechapa Alechen, V'ashkenon, we already saw, the Kapor is V'yidid Varm. Okay, and then he works out the same thing with that Gemara in Yuma, that's Kapor is Dvarm, and the end he says, Amma Bar Tzoz Dvarm HaKosu V'dabit. So in Meila, you see that there seems to be a specific mitzvah to Mitzvadeh on Yom Kippur. And the Rambam formulates that as well. Look at the next source. Okay, that's the Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Zayin. Yom HaKippurim Uzman Tshuva Lakol LaYochid LaRabim Hukeitz Mechilu Slichel Yisrael Leficha Chayavim Hakol La'asos Tshuva Olizvados B'Yom HaKippurim. The Rambam says it's a specific mitzvah to vidi on Yom Kippur. Now, whether it's counted in the Tariq mitzvah, that's not my interest right now. But I'm trying to point out to you that vidui is an essential part. It's an essential part of the character of the day. And it's a special mitzvah. Whatever else vidui is a special mitzvah on Yom Kippur. That's how Rambam formulates it. Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippur, was man tshuva lakol. It's a day of tshuva. And therefore, leficha chayam makol, lasos tshuva, ulis vados Yom HaKippurim. Okay, and he says we begin actually on Erev Yom Kippur with Mincha tomorrow afternoon, right? I mean, normally, the regular Erev Shabbos, regular Yom Kippur, people come to Shul and daven Mincha Maariv. I mean, I guess you could daven Mincha early Mincha too, but no, most of the time they daven Mincha Maariv one right after the other. But in Yom Kippur, you don't do that. You don't come down Mincha Maariv. Mincha is usually here probably every half hour, starting 1:30, right? I mean, throughout the afternoon, 1:30, 2, 3, whatever. They daven Mincha earlier, and then you come later on, you daven because you're supposed to say vidui before you have your final meal, what we call the Surah Mafsekah. So that's the Rama writes then. And we have it at the Ma'ariv, and then at Shachar, it's Musa, Mincha, Neil, etc. It's all spelled out in the Rama there, based on the Gemara Yom Kippur Pei Zayin. So, again, there's a special mitzvah, it would seem, there's a special mitzvah to do vidui. And indeed, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Asei Mem Tes, as a separate mitzvah in source number 22, the Rambam writes, the HaMitzvah Mem Tes, he should tivonu lasos avodas hayom, that's the mitzvah of the avodas hayom of Yom Kippur, klomar, klau hakarbonas vehaviduyim, hamusukonim yom tzom kippur, kidei shiyachupar behem kol havonos. So the Rambam is of the opinion that Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Mem Tes, there's one of the Tayag Mitzvahs, not a separate Mitzvah Vidui Yom Kippur per se, but a Mitzvah Vidui in conjunction with the rest of the Avodah on Yom Kippur. And likewise, the Sefer Chinuch often follows the...
Isn't there Korban Ma'aseh? You know,
what's that?
In this instance, he's talking about a Vidui with the Korban, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying that the point is that there's a special mitzvah video in Yom Kippur. That's what I'm trying to get to. Okay? In the days of the Beis HaMikdash with the carbon, yes. Okay, but...
Now, there isn't a
carbon. So there still seems to be some mitzvah video. Yeah. There it's with the carbon, now it's not with the carbon. But that's the...
it's not mahakas.
Right. Well, what is not mahakas?
If you don't have the carbon, you don't have to do the video.
Why? No, you do.
That's what I'm saying. Why?
Well, why do you assume not? I mean, we're talking about all the sources we just saw. There's a mitzvah vidur. That's how the argument says, and the Bahagrat, the Chayav, the Mitzvah Kippur. Right? There's a special mitzvah vidur on Yom Kippur. The Rambam said in that source, 21, the Rambam writes in Perek Beis Halach Hazayin, right? Chayav Makol Lasos Tshuva Ulis Vados Yom Kippur. Not so the carbon. But I'm just saying, yes, when I had the carbon, it was done with the carbon. Okay.
Right.
You do it,
yes. Now, the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach Da'od, you know, the Haggis Mitzvah Zubah Chol Mokum, Chol Zman, the Shcharim, and the Kevin, he says this Mitzvah applies all times, all places. And he writes it, you know, and not only in the Zman HaBayis. And you look at the second half of Shin Samach Da'od, the 47, the overall is there. The low hisvada al chatov yom kippurim. No, that's what I said. 23. Another paper I'm doing this from. It says the over al zeh the low hisvada al chatov yom kippurim shu yom kavu me'olam usicha par bitel asay zo. If you don't do vidya yom kippur, you have been mevatel mitzvah asay. The oil of the adam in yom was below vidya. What was the person? Little encouragement. I know. I'm just saying. But I don't know. It's a good question to think about it. But that's what the Chinuch writes also. And again, here's this certainly this mitzvah say on Yom Kippur. Shari Chur Rabban Yonah writes the same thing. Shar Beis Os Yudalad. Okay, 24. Umitzvah asay min haTorah lahor adam v'sukha la'achzor b'tshuva b'yom haKippurim. Is a special adin to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. You have to wake yourself up. He counts as 1 of 613. Yeah, that's the Shari Tshuva. That's in Shar Beis Os Yud Dalet. And later on, in Shar Dalet Os Yud Zayin, 25, Tshuva Bezeh, Kiman Shenema, Lifna Shem Titoru, Mitzvah Sasel Tshuva, then Ashuva El Shenechape Strochenu, and Achor, and Ashuva El Hashem B'Yom HaKippurim. Now, of course, Afalfish is Chayav Noaz Debechol Eis. Of course, they're always supposed to do Tshuva. Right, but the hachiyuv nosaf b'yom haKippurim, right? It's an additional chiyuv on Yom Kippur. Right? It's an additional chiyuv. Not to say there is no other. So that's what you write. The Sefer Yireim in his Sefer Mitzvah Sefer Yireim is in Reish Samach Gimel, the old version Kuf Chaf Aleph, source number 26. Vidu Yom haKippurim, Tzila Yotzeim Lakoyin Gadol Shisvada Al Chatas Yom HaKippurim. Now he says that the tzivui with the Hashem is the Kohen Gadol should do vidu in conjunction with the carbon of Yom HaKippurim. Okay. Now then he writes Toldo LeMitzvah Sasei Tzivu Chachomim Shekol Yisrael Yisvadu Beinish Ubeinish Shom Yom HaKippurim. So the Sefer Yireim says the more like you were saying that the Iker Mitzvah is vidu with the carbon. This man is there. There's no carbon, so there's still at least drabonis. Tzivu chachamim. Yeah, but if he says toldo, then he says tzivu chachamim. So I don't know how to do that exactly. Okay. It means a subcategory, a subsection. Yeah. So I don't know exactly what he means. Okay, I must say I don't know exactly what he means because is it a toldo? Is it a tzivu chachamim? But anyway, that's the Sefer Yireim over there in Simrei Shlomo Gimel. Anyway, so. Finally, this is a group of sources. The Levush writes in our Achaim, Siman Tov Reish Zion, Sif Aleph, source 27. Kevan Shem Kippur Slicha Kapar Dechsiv Kiyot Echatnachim Tzorech Kol Adam Sheis Vada Al Chatov. There's a special mitzvah vidui, and he writes Matzino Chalak Korban, etc. Ukemo She'asa Kohen Gadol Beyom Kippurim. Just like it's modeled after what the Kohen Gadol used to do. Okay, so that's what I want to bring out from these sources. Yeah. Okay. Apparently not. Right. Right. That's what it looks like. Now, he did it on our behalf. Okay. Now, the question now is, but what exactly is vidui? What's the essence? Vidui is often translated as confession or admitting that you did wrong, acknowledging a mistake. And I'm not saying that that's a wrong translation, but it's a fascinating comment by the Sefer Aksava Kabbalah on the Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Hei, Pasuk Hei, which also has the expression Visvado. It says, Visvado Shechotalem. Aksava Kabbalah is written by Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg, a German Talmud Chacham, who, the Kabbalah here doesn't mean Kabbalistic, Mr. Kabbalah, I mean our oral tradition. And this whole Sefer basically shows how the Ksav, the written Torah, and the Kabbalah, the Torah Sheba'al Peh, interact. And he shows if you look hard enough, you could find what the Torah Sheba'al Peh teaches us, and to really read the Psukim properly, you find in the Psukim. Very, very creative, very sad thing, Sefer. Yeah, Torah Sheba'al Peh, right, right. They all try to do the same idea, correct. And the Ksav Kabbalah, on this reason, he said, Pershu, many commented it or translated it as Lashon Hodah, admission, like we have an expression, Hodah Baldin. Right, about the modim mixas. You admit something, right? Kinyan holder become kana mugul hero seno. Okay, whatever the German word is. The ain zeh nachon l'dati. I don't think that's correct. Ooh, we're all translating it wrong. What is that? Ki ikar avidu eno hodah sachet. The ikar avidu is not admitting a mistake. Okay, whatever that word is in German. Aval ha ikar bo ha haskama ha gemur la azivas sachet. Ksava Kabbalah understands that the vidui is the resolve to abandon and to move away from the sin, not to admit it. Kemosha, I'm telling what he says. Kemosha Kosa Rabbam, Yigmor Belibo, Shalo Yashua Zachet Olam, Kemosha Kosa, Yazo Rosh Adarko, Velo Meriot Elohein Lamasi Adeno, and so on. Vizel Iker Shovido. Vim Nefar Shoshan Vismada Hoda Sachet Levad. Because part of tshuva has to be, but he says it's one and the same. And so we saw earlier, it's interchangeable, almost heads and tails of the same coin. Right. Vidu alone, just to acknowledge that I sin, well, that's not enough. That's incomplete.
Well, the Rambam said there's three steps.
Yeah.
But he doesn't mean each one can be just a good fish on a thumb.
Right, they go, yes, that's the point. And he says furthermore,
there's three, and he's saying there's one, which is those three.
Right, in effect, yes, yeah, yeah. So, yes, and look what he says next. And he says, because after all, the Torah's word is the hisvada. He said that's a Lashon hispael. That reflects it. Because, no.
We brought up before, there's no...
Yeah, well, there is... That's on Shabbos, yeah. Well, tshuva per se, it does say the word does appear, yes. The word does appear. That's unclear because it's a puzzling part in itself. It says ki mitzvah zos asheranochu mitzvah what? Some learn it's referring to tshuva. That's it's an important point.
But
that definitely says vidur. That's clear. But the Ksava Kabbalah's point here in 28 again in Parshas Vayikra. Okay, plus okay. He writes the lashon of his father, lashon is pael. Ain lo muban leferuza. How does that work with admitting? I admit. His father is reflexive. Like hit palel. His palel goes on you, right? He says. Okay. In other words, it's going back on you. You've got to. Vidu means you've got to have the inner resolve not to do this again. Right. Okay, so in any event, and he says the shoresh of the hisvada is not hodah, but the shoresh is yadeh, yud dalad hey. Yadeh is to throw, to discard, to get rid of. Okay, yad, come over, yadu evan b, that's a pasuk in in Eichat, and Yadu ala goro, or even the word nida, okay, pushed away, aside. He says, and he says that's the word v'yad tielachom mechutz l'machaneh. It's something outside. So basically, the word it's to take what's inside you, the averus, and bring them out, get rid of them. That's the lashon of vidui. Isn't that an interesting interpretation? I mean, it's different than we usually think about. But that's what he says. Well, if he should tzarach his kashrus rav his rachzuchel achashanas is low. Okay, lachein number lashon hispael, because it takes a lot to do that. Changing your personality, you're getting rid of your inner. It's reflexive. You got to get rid of your whatever the averus are and bring them to the outside. So that's the ksav kabbalah. I think it is a very interesting point. Now. The Sefer Chinuch, back there, Mitzvah Shin Samach Dal 29, writes, Mishor Sheh Mitzvah, Lefi Sheh Behodah Sa'ovam Bepeh. You ask, why is it so important to do it verbally? Why can't I have it resolved mentally? Now, according to Lisa, yes, that's the exactly. And the Sefer Chinuch says it out loud. He says, because look what he writes in 29. He says, Mishor Sheh Mitzvah, Lefi Sheh Behodah Sa'ovam Bepeh, Tisgaleh Machshav Asachote. What you say reflects what you really think inside. The daita shehumamin be'emes. He believes that that's true. In other words, it's reflective of your inner thought. Ki golev aduv nekel baruch hu kol maaseh. Okay, Kosh Baruch Hu knows. God, what you really mean? Gam mitoch haskar sachet befrat obisnachmo alav yizor meni yoser pamecheres. And now that you've acknowledged this chet, you're less likely to repeat it. You publicly, you've declared, I did this, and now you'll be more careful about it next time. You don't have to admit it again. Right? That's what he suggests. When we talk, kachi ratzif neboru. So, my point is, it's like you're talking about yourself. And to take it a step further, I believe that the real definition of vidui is, again, the key word that he wrote is mamin v'emes. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. But, I think it's a pivotal point that he's stressing, and I believe that the essence of Vida, that's why I called the Shir Vida a reality check. It's acknowledging the truth. It's acknowledging what's real inside you, and then, of course, according to Ksav HaKabbalah, getting rid of it. Look at this, okay? There's a pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua, okay, Perek Zion. This is by the Chet of Achan. Remember, he took from the spoils of Yericho. And they did a whole goral, a lottery, and finally found out who it was. So look what it says in 30. Yoshua Parag Zayin Pasuk says, "Vayomer Yoshua Achan Bini Sim Na Chavod LaHashem Elokei Yisrael V'Sein Lo Toda Soda V'Hagen No Lomer Sisa." After having told the island what you did, and my Achan, he said, "Yes, I sinned the Chatos LaHashem Elokei Yisrael. I did this and this, and I was tempted by the spoils, etc., etc." So it was David. And that person, Yeshua, Perek Zion, Pesach Yitzhak, the same old soda. What does it mean, soda? Not thanks for anything here. Tein hoda, she'emes hadavar, she'ma'alta b'cherem, you took from the spoils. In other words, acknowledge the fact, acknowledge the truth. And the Targum Yonason, Yeshua, Perek Zion, Pesach Chof, v'asir achan yas, Yeshua, v'omar, yes, b'kushta, that's b'emes, again, it's a different word, Omna in the pasuk in Hebrew, pasuk. All right, the Yomar Omna Anochi Chotasi. Bekushta Kshot is Kushta's truth, like in Brit Shmei, right? Araisik Kshot, so Kshot means the truth, Kushta. So, what according to this Targum Yonason, according to what we're saying here, what is the nature of this what's the nature of vidui, acknowledging the truth, and the truth. That's like a reality check. What's real? Now, the Gemara has in Maseches Yuma on Peizan and Bey. That's the Mokka, right? The Tanur Abanan, Mitzvahs Vidui, Erev Kippur Mechashecha, right? It's really the original Vidui is Erev Kippur when it gets dark, right? Rashi says, L'achar Achila, 40:34, L'achar Achila, Meshekiva, Erev Kippur, and fine. Avol Amacham, Yisvada, Kodom Sheochov, Yisteh, Shem, Yisitarv, Daita, Besuda, you should make vidu before, like I said before mincha, by mincha we do vidu in case of chocolate, something happened to the meal, okay?
That's what I'm starting to do, because every day you could die. Like, when I first learned that the Rambam, it's like, okay, do
vidu
before you,
yeah.
You could, like,
every day. Yeah, okay, there's something to that, but not right now, I can't do that now. But then, Yisvada, Kodom Sheochov, Yisvada, Kodom Sheochov, Yisvada, Kodom Sheochov, you get drunk, you overeat, or something that happened, okay, fine. And you have to do it by, even if you did it by married, you have to do it by Shacharit, then again by Musa, then by Mincha, then by Nilut. Where do you say this video in Davening? Yochid Achar Tzilaso, Yochid does it at the end of davening, at the end of the Shema Esrei, our kind of Torah, right? We do. And the Meshuch Tibor, our Mamsa, and the Chaz, in the middle of Chazor Shashat, right? Baruch Rabbi. My Omar, what do you say? Right, good job, exactly. What do you say? So a different opinion. Omar Rav, Atayah Deir Razei Olam. Okay? Ushmul Omar Mak Elev. Different tefillahs. Levi Omar Saras Kut Leymar. They're all different tefillahs. Kivay Omar Zei Chaber. Rabbi Yochid says Rashi. Rabbi Yochid Omar Bon Olam Yehud Omar. Different individuals had different feelings as to what their vidu was exactly. Okay. Behind the vidu, the rabbi, the coolest shot there. He said it's all yet. We'll see later. Yeah. Rabbi said, it's all your Rav Nuna Zutta is on your paper. Omar Zutta, Omar Ela Dela, Omar Aval Chatano, Aval Anachnu Chatano, Aval Omar Aval Chatano Su Lo Tzarech. Omar Zutta says, this is all if you didn't say the words Aval Anachnu Chatano. Once you said Aval Anachnu Chatano, that's the Iker Vidui. All these other tefillahs are nice, you can say them, but the Iker is Aval Anachnu Chatano. That's why Shmuel, when the Chazan got up to the word of the video, everyone stood up. He stood up because the video is done standing for other reasons. That's the Iker Vidu. The Iker Vidu is just have our meaning is to have Anachno Avoseno. Avonachno Avoseno Chatano. Right? Yes, I'm not going to do that now either, but you say Aval Anachnu Chatano. And the Rambam brings that, Perek Bet. Oh, I'll get that in 2 minutes. That's exactly my point. The Rambam writes, Chos Tshuva, Perek Bet, Alokha Ches. Havidu Shenogu B'Kol Yisrael, Aval Anachnu Chatano, Chatano Kulano. V'hu Iker Havidu. That's what we need to see about the Rambam there. Right? The Rambam Paskin, that's the Iker Vidu. Okay? And the Lecha Mishnah quotes the Gemara. Okay? And fine, we say more. We say Chatasi, Afisi, Pashati, and various other things, but the Iker Vidui is Aval Anachnu Chatano. And it says that as well in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Oh, I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. The Shulchan Aruch, 37, mentions in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Aruch Chaim, seen the top phrase, Zion, Tzif, Gimel, Tzach, Lisvadas, Ma'umad. Last week we talked about the other mitzvahs that are done standing, but the Vidui had to be done standing. All right? Vafilu Kishon HaVishatz, Lisvada Kvar, Tzach, Lamol, even during the Chazor HaShashatz, you said your own private Vidui, you have to stand up and say it again. Ramah writes, "V'yachzav Yisraelim Shech Tibur." The Iker Havidui says, "Who Aval Anachnu Chatano?" That's the Iker Vidui. Now the Mishabur adds, "If you cut your base of some top raised sign, Aval Anachnu Chatano." Who Adin Shetoch Omegam Ken Avinu Poshano Ela Shenogul Omegam Shari Dvar. But we say many other things too in our davening, as you know. Kigo Mano Malafanecha Atayar Deroze Ozei Olam Alchei. We say lots of other things too. Okay, exactly. Now. The unusual word, as Rosina just pointed out, is the word avon, aval, anachnu chatano. It's a strange word in this context. But we said, but.
It's standing for
something else.
Good,
right, it's right. We say, you know, we don't have the chutzpah, right? But there's more to it than that. That I want to point out. This is my opinion. Take a look. Let's find out the word aval in the Torah. Look at source 39. Bracious in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Tes. The Malachim inform Avram that that he's going to have a son through Sarah, and he was happy enough. Right. So it says in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Tes, Malachim aval Sarah Yishtecha and his Bilcha Bein. The Karas Hashem Yitzchak, like Moses, Bisi, Dovis, Olam, Zara, Achor, etc. Right? But he's gonna have a child. And Targum Unku says, guess what? How he translates Aval? Look at 40. Bekushta, MS, truth. No, the truth is, you're gonna have a son through him, through her, through Sarah. Right? So the word Aval and Rashi there says it. In 41, Rashi and Parshlecha Perik Yitzchak Abrei and Pesuk Yitzchak Aval Loshon Amitas Dvarim. It's a Rashi Chumash, right? The Rashi says the word Aval means Amitas Dvarim, acknowledging and that's truth. Okay, Chayin, and he points to another one. Aval Hashem Manachna, right? That's in Parshas Miketz, in Perik Mem Beis Abrei Pesuk Chaf Aleph, right? The brothers of Yosef, you know, the all these funny things happened to them, right? And the Mitzrayim, and you know, because Yosef recognized them, but they didn't recognize him. And he's playing games with them, and they don't understand what's going on. And they say finally, in there in Parshas Miketz, in the source, we're up to here, 42. Perk Membeis Pasuk Alav. I omer Yisrael Achiv Aval Hashem Imanachnu Alachino Asher Ra'inu Tzaras Nafsho B'Shanu Aleinu V'Lo Shemano Kein Bo Aleinu Hatzaras Olz. We're having all these funny tzars in the time because of what we did to our brother all those years ago. Aval. And again, the Targum Onkel is there in 43. Okay, Perk Membeis Ebrachis Pasuk Alav. The Omru Gvar Lachoy B'Kushta Chayav Ananachnu. And again, Rashi says An Aval in 44 Kit Targum B'Kushta. Okay, and that was the truth. It's not now. What? Huh? Yeah. We overlook it, but that's exactly. I think that's exactly what's going on.
It's almost like it's come out when it says Leolam.
Yeah. Right. Really. Yeah. So it's very interesting. The Rabbeinu Bachai there in Parshas Miketz, Perek Membeis, Pasuk Aleph, writes in 45. Avoser Nachmalachinu, Ze Derech Hatzadikim, Keshechotim Moldim. Tzadikim when they sin, they admit it. Okay. And of course, it says there that you know, Asherina Tzaras Nafshu Ischanu Aleinu, okay, and that the brothers sold Yosef. Actually, they didn't really sell him because he said that that's what he says that they threw him into the pit and he was screaming. He says, "Ain't suffix from Ischanu Aleinu, so he asked those fellows Shomway love and so on." But anyway, now they saw the truth dawned on them. They see what's going on. They see things happening, and they realize. You know, we did wrong. They didn't think they did anything wrong till then, right? They sold Joseph into slavery or whatever they did. Whatever they did, but you know, they because of course, as the Medrash and Bereishis Rabba there, 46 Parshat Tzadi Aleph Siman Ches Asherin and Tzoras Nafshu Tzolam B'Shem Yochanan Bar Shila Efshe Yosef and Shvara Sveishana Haya Roes Echad Mochon Sov Ushosek He was kicking and screaming, Yosef. He was a kid who was throwing him, and he said, "Please don't do this, please don't do this." And they ignored him, and they thought it was okay. Now, all of a sudden, years later, the truth, oh, now these bad things are happening. We made a mistake. That's what Vidli is. That's what Modin is. And it's exactly, the shame is for itself. Yeah, right, that wakes you up. It's like a wake-up. I thought to call this year, reality check.
What is telling us?
No, he's just telling us that Yosef cried and complained. He wasn't quiet.
So
no, and they ignored him. They ignored him, and they didn't think it was... Now they realize they were wrong.
It was in their view that they said, we ignored him.
Exactly. And now, you look in the Shem Yishmur, it says... 42. Right. So look in the Shem Yishmur, there in Parshas Miketz, it's tough for Yishayin Dal, the Tzokhach over a second Tzokhach over it, some of the Avnezer. He says as follows. He says, so very good. He says, the Yesh is born on the second line. Madu techev kisho osos on the Mishmar lo noso libam lo ma'aval Hashem anachno. They didn't react this way, this aval Hashem anachno, immediately when the Tzaras and Mitzrayim started. Okay, you know, it was only afterwards. They only do when Shimon was taken and so on. Listen to this, the third line, it's so powerful. At the moment you're blinded to reality. You're blinded to reality. You don't see what's in front of your face because you so want to do this or you're so whatever that you don't see reality. The sin itself prevents you from seeing what's out there. You can't do tshuva. And there are 84 different terutzim as to why it's really okay. There's no problem. I mean, right? Rakashachet nismarik tzas. Then a little bit, you know, there's time and you know, then az nifkechos enav yachalovich. Then suddenly your eyes open up. It's a very, very powerful statement of Shem Shmuel. I think he's right. When you do the aver, the height of the passion, whatever the aver is, the moment you've got justification, this person did this, so therefore I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, blah, 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 blah. Or whatever, you know, I have all the justifications in the world. It's right, and it's not only right, but it's in the mitzvah. You know, right?
When
a little bit you begin to see things don't work out exactly you planned, time and a little bit of punishment, maybe something happens, something doesn't work out right. That's he writes in the Smarik to us. You know, a little bit of the. I'm not sure because Marek means to remove, but somehow the sin is a little bit removed from you, like Marek Barachem Echarbim. You know, so a little bit of distance, a little bit of thought, and so on. You know, then suddenly things appear a little bit differently. It's a very, very strong thing. And there's a very, very famous, I mentioned in the past, a very famous Beis Halevi that illustrates this point as well. Again with Yosef and the brothers in Parsha Yigash, 48, right? Finally, after all is said and done, Perek Mem Hei, first three psukim, right? Below Yochel Yosef Lisapeik, right? Yosef couldn't hold back anymore, right? And he clears the room, and in Parsha Beis, right? He starts crying, and he says in Parsha Gimel, the famous, Vayom Yosef Alachov, Ani Yosef, Haor Avichai, you know, I'm Yosef. He reveals himself to his brothers, their father's still alive. They couldn't even answer. They were so embarrassed and shocked, they couldn't even respond. Says Rashi, it's 49, they were so embarrassed. They were so. There's a fascinating message in the Bereishis Rabbah, Parshat Tzadik Gimel Osir, the famous Beis Halevi. He says, Vayiten is called, they couldn't answer. They couldn't even answer. They had nothing to say. Abba Kohen Bar de la Omar, Oilonu Miyom Hadin, Woe unto all of us, Yom HaDin HaTochecha. Why? Okay, so forget about the villain part. Go to the second line. Yosef Katman Shul Shratim Hoya. Yosef was the youngest of the kids. Leave after Yemen. Below Hoya Cholam Lama V'Tochachta. They couldn't withstand his Tochacha. Hado D'Chsim, as it says, Below Yachul Echol Lano Zokin Yivhal Miponam. Because they, you know, they were so embarrassed. So then, Lechshiyava Kadosh Baruch Hu Yochiach Kol Echad Lefi Mashehu Shenemar Ochiach Lepon. No more excuses. They had no more justification for anything that they did. Right? They were so embarrassed. They were so shocked. There's a famous Beis Halevi, which I'm just going to say outside. I'm going to save some time. Beis Halevi and Parsha Yigash and Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Gimel. He says as follows. He says, you know, Yehuda had just given that dramatic speech. Please let Binyamin go. It's going to kill our father. I'm going to come back without the boy, the father. You know, I'm so concerned about our poor old father. What's going to be? Okay. To somebody else, who wouldn't be moved by that speech? I mean, God, okay, I'll take you instead of the brother. You know, and the old father he's describing. You know, nafsho k'shur b'nafsho, very impassioned plea by Yehuda. Says the Beis Halevi, what was Yosef's response? In 2 words, Ani Yosef. As if to say, don't pull out on me. What did you do to our father when you did to me? Don't tell me you're so concerned about your father. You're not. You weren't concerned about that with me, right? You knew how it would devastate our father, and the psukim testify. Yosef refused to accept tanchumen, and you know, Vayisaba b'no Yomim Rabim. It says, you know, you knew that was going to happen. You know how father felt, and it didn't bother. Why should I believe now? In other words, your whole speech, you know, it was might fool somebody else, not going to fool me. So says the Beis Halevi, that's what this medrash means. What's going to be? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask you, he says, how come you didn't learn more? I had no time, I had to make a living, I was working so hard, and so on and so forth. So to somebody else, it sounds good. Kadosh Baruch Hu, oh yeah, well, you see, you had time to go here and to do that. How come you didn't even tzedakah? Oh, what can I do? I had to support my family. Oh, but you have money to spend, right? All these things, so that's Ani Yosef. All of a sudden, your whole premise is shot. Right, the whole speech of Yehuda. There's a new reality becomes clear. That's all the brothers have nothing to say. Then everything that they thought, all of a sudden the whole world was turned upside down by a new reality. That's the idea of. So what is vidui? Vidui is Kabbalah Sa'emes. Vidui is acknowledging things as they really are. Okay, without the excuses, you know, the excuses could fool somebody else. But that's what, you know. So. And we find other examples. I mean, I just printed a few. Of course, Yehuda, right, also admitted his, you know, he admitted, right, with the Ma'aseh of Tamar in Parsha Vayeshev 52, Perek Lamed Ches, started Pasuk Avdal, right? 3 months later, Tamar was pregnant, and so Yehuda says, Hotziu of the Sisarei, Pasuk Avhei, he mutzeis, the Yishulcha el Choshocha el Chamiya lemor el Isha She'elo on a Jehara, right? I became pregnant by whoever owns these three items that you take as collateral, right? And Ratoma Hakernov, please to take a look. And Mayaka Yehuda or Tzadkov and many. Rashi's right. Tzadkov and Vera, many he knew Beres, Rashi says, in Parsha Yeshem, Lamaches, Chovav, and Beresha. So the Gemara says in Sota, excuse me, Dav Zion 54, Yehuda, Hoda, Velobah, Shmaya, Sofa, Nacha, Chayam, Abah. Okay? Yehuda, in other words, he was Moda. Yehuda was Moda. Again, what happened then? Yehuda gets word that his daughter-in-law became pregnant, obviously, you know, through somebody else in an illicit relationship. And so he goes, if he's finally rid of this pest, you know, who killed this, too, according to him, you know, led to the death of his two sons. Good, let's figure out all essential, well, whoever owns these, you know. Again, the whole reality, the whole premise that he operated on, basically, has now just been, came crumbling down. Whoever did it, so, but he would admit it, right? Because a person who sees the truth and, you know, is honest, then he admits it, you know, when the reality changes, right? And that's why it says in later on, in Vayechi, in the Broch of Yaakov to Yehuda, 55, it says, Vayomer, Yehuda, Vayehuda ato yelducha achecho, right? Ato yelducha achecho, your brothers should praise him. It's very, very interesting. The Targum Yonos, we had a few Targum Yonos, I say. The Targum Yonos on there says,
well, you admit to your brother.
Yeah, no, your brother should admit to you, or you. But look what it says in the Targum Yonos on Perek Memtes Pasuk Ches 56. Yehuda ant odisal udud Tamar. Okay, you admitted the story of Tamar. Begin kach lecha Yehuda nachecha beyiskerin Yehudain al shemecha. The Jews are going to be called Yehudim. Because the Jews are called, why are we called Yehudim? The Targum Yonasan, because the word Yehudim, the Jew, is someone who admits. Targum Yonasan, isn't that fascinating? He says that we're going to be called Yehudim al Shemecha. Okay? Yeah.
We see a time in Amara that we see in Mishnah Gemara.
I don't know.
Called
assuming, and that's a big question, well, scholars, assuming that Targum Yonasan is Yonasan Ziel, right. Assuming it was a time. It was a, the Gemara says that. Right. The Gemara said that Yehillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim, and he was the best of them all.
Right.
And Yochanan Zakkai was...
I
understand.
The Jews are called...
Yehudim, not until...
The Romans called them Yehudim.
Yeah, but earlier than that, in Megillah Esther, they were called Yehudim.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's in Tanakh already, later. But
yeah,
anyway, the point... But Kisra Yehudim Katol Benecham... But in any event, the point is that we're called Yehudim, right? That's part of our... It's built into our, you know, our psyche, so to speak, to acknowledge. Okay, accept reality. The truth jumps at you. And so, what is vidui on a chet? Vidui is accepting and realizing that your whole, when I committed this aver, my whole premise was wrong. My whole way of thinking was off. And now, hopefully, when you do tshuva, you begin to see what the real premise is, what was really right, what was really in front of you. That's the idea. Now, the with regards to specific regards to Yom Kippur, so the pasuk says in Achrimos, we'll wrap up in 57. The pasuk says there, Perek Tzayin, pasuk Chafalah, Besamach Aaron, right by the what do you call it, by the Sawyer Lazozo, right? It says Besamach Aaron said of Arosh Aser Chai, Vesvado all of his kavanos when he saw that Kol Pishon Lachol Chatosam, Venosan Osam Arosh Aser Vishlach Ber Ishiti Amidbar, right? This is when they're sending off to this animal to the, you know, to the tzukhe, to the you know, to the hill, to the mountain, is going to be pushed off. The Yerushalmi says on that, Shalmi Shavuos, Perek Aleph Halachai. But then Chumash Shemer Shalkes, Bishar Shomala Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Vizvada Olav. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Vizvada Olav regarding the Sawyer. Now we used to say Mizmar Soda is thanks, Toda thanks. Okay? Al Shem Vizvada, well, Daniel Kippur, yeah. Al Shem Vizvada Olav. So Moshe said Mizmar Soda. When Hashem said, as the Pei Moshe explained in 59, Mizmar Soda, Hu Echad Me'al Yud Alt Mizmorim Sh'am Moshe Rabbeinu. It's part of Tzila Moshe, it's one of the 11 that Moshe Rabbeinu said. Okay? Vidorish Toda. Loshen vidui could exceed by the passing Yeshua, tain soda. V'nasa Moshe sherech olda al shemitzrat to vidui. Moshe thanked Hakadosh Baruch Hu for being appeased through vidui. Now there is a relationship between thank. The word hoda, as we mentioned on other occasions, the word hoda has both meanings, right? The word hoda means admitting. The word hoda also means thanks. Okay, so it's interesting because they go together, because in order to thank somebody, you have to first admit that he did something beneficial for you. The first thing is to acknowledge that somebody did something for you, then you thank him. Right? So the two things are not different at all. In fact, in the bracha, it's interesting to note, really meaning-wise, in the bracha of Modim, when at the beginning of the bracha, Modim and Achnulach, really a better translation than thanks would be acknowledge. Right, acknowledge. And the grammar is like that, because when you mode, in the sense of admitting, you mode sheh, you acknowledge that. When you thank al.
Right.
So in that bracha, what do we have both? Modim anachnu shah toshan. Then no the lecha al chayin ram misumidecha al. So we just be aware that the two things are heavy. Right. Right. Then we say. So the Malbim discusses in Parsha Vayikra, Oshin Yutes, Bisvada. First of all, he says, Geder havidu yu hefech hakfira. Interesting. Vidu is the opposite. Kfira is to deny reality, right? And the vidu is the opposite. Okay? And he says further, Shemoda shvach chavero, shemoda gnus atzma. Okay, fine. He says, Ki derech b'nei odom lahalim malas acherim. Okay? The derech of people is to sort of not give credit to somebody else, to recognize about others, and say, well, it turned out that way, nature, and so on. But anyway, he says, what is Hodah? Is admitting that somebody else did something, and so on, as we mentioned. Just a couple of other Makaris, quick to finish up. The Sfas Emes, 61 in Parshas Noso, Sfas Emes writes, he says, Amar Mor Rabbi Zal, Amar Ayin Mashchil Mitzvah Tshuva Vizvadu B'Gzela. He says, where is the initial pasuk that we started with in source one? The original Visvadu is talking about someone who stole. It's what's called Asham Gzelos. That's where the mitzvah of Vidu. That's in Vayikra. So that's what he's referring to. I'm sorry, it's not the first source we have. The different Visvadu, but it was talking about Gzela. He says, why is it by Gzela? Why is Vidu mentioned by Gzela? So he says, Ki kol aver biklav gezo. Because every Aveira has a sense of Gezel. Shemishemachzir calls all Hashem's Baruch Shuwa Mechaya Kol Hu Baal Shkolim Vom Miyashia Yodeh Zeh Eno Chol Tzavadai. Every time you do something wrong, it's like you're stealing, so to speak, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which means that if you do something right, you're acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, the two things go together. There's a famous Ramban, and with this will finish, the very end of Parshas Bo. I mentioned before, everyone should read this Ramban. I don't know, if you have a homework assignment, read the Ramban and Perek Gimel. What the Sukkot read? Perek Gimel, Pasuk Dezai, it's not long. Ramban discusses why there's really more for Pesach. He said, why there's so many mitzvahs that are Zechlitz, it's fine. But anyway, what I'm interested in now is the following. Okay, he says, L'fichach Amru, have reserved to Kavim, fine. All mitzvahs are beloved before Kavim, who fine. And then he says, Shebechol Shah, Adamod, Ben Lelokav, here's the key line, the Kavanas Kol HaMitzvahs, the intent of every mitzvah, shenamin belokeinu, benoda elav shehu barano. The intent of every mitzvah is to recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And look what he says in the last line. Ve'ein kel elyon chofetz batachtonim. Kodesh Baruch Hu has no desire from those who live in this lower world. Milvad sheyeda ha'odom v'yodel elokav shebro. You should know, the person should know, sheyeda v'yodel. A person should know and should thank or admit, right, acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them. That's what it is. Okay? The essence of man, you want to know what the Rabban writes here, the essence of man's relation with God is to know that he created him. Yeda v'yoda. Okay? What does that mean? Yoda, in this sense, whether it means thanks or it means acknowledge, it's the same thing. It means to understand the reality, to know the reality. When a person does an avera, like the Gemara says, nichnas bo ruchstus and some, it's because of some faulty premise. This is going to bring me happiness. This is going to bring me content, whatever it may be. Okay, but then later on you realize that no, this is, went against the Ratzon Hashem. It was unsuccessful, right? That's not really what it's about. That was a false premise, so to speak. So anyway, that's the real essence of Vida. So we have the opportunity of Yom Kippur starting tomorrow. Yom Kippur to say Vida many, many times. I think that the principal piece of Vida is the notion of MS recognizing the truth, like I called it the Shia reality check. To try and figure out in life what's real, what's real important, what's really significant, and to recognize that our errors came very, very often because of a faulty premise. And for Rosh Hashanah, answer all its fears, and the Gemara is going to tell it to everybody.
Okay.
The next year, we have to be up.